Bezos Hashem Yisparech, today's halacha topic we will entitle in a mysterious fashion as the biggest issue in practical Hilchos Shabbos. In our Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Vav, we learn the halachos of making a hole on Shabbos. The Gemara quotes 10 lines from the Bradim. Ein nokvin nekev chadash b'Shabbos. One is not allowed to make a new hole on Shabbos. And not only that, ein mosifin. There is a mandamer who says that one cannot add to a pre-existing hole. In Simin Shin Yudalit Sif Aleph, we have the psak from the Mechaber in this regard. The Mechaber writes, Vafilu nekev ba'alma osolinkov ba'mechadosh, Vafilu yeshba nekev chadosh im la'archivo asur. That it's prohibited because there is a prohibition of tikun mone, of makeb epatish, of even making a small hole. Rav Nevenzal points out in his Aros that it could be that making a small hole that's also hotzu lahachnis, according to the Chazon Ish, is not an Isur Daraisa, even though a simple reading from our Gemara is that it is an Isur Daraisa. Nevertheless, it's clearly Osir. The Mechaber then continues. And he says, and he quotes the Beragola, quotes us in the name of the Mordechai. It is also known as the position of the Trumas Hadeshen, or at least a discussion in the Trumas Hadeshen. Chacham Avadia, whose shita we will discuss in detail, claims that Trumas Hadeshen holds this way, says that Vimhoya Sakin Takua Me'erv Shabbos Bechavis. Listen carefully. If you have a knife that was embedded into a barrel on Shabbos, Bechavis, Mutter Lotzia Ulachniso, if it was being used to stop the barrel, you're allowed to take it in and out. Share eino miskaven lahosif, because his intention is not to add. The Ramah says, "Vidafka sheotziu gam kein pamachas mibod yom." Only if it was already taken out once that day. Avum lo otziu mibod yom aser to have a psik reisha the osa nekev uPesach lechavis. If it's inevitable that he's going to make a hole, even a little bit wider, as our Gemara said, making a hole wider is going to be Asur. That Isur is only an Isur Durabanan, our Gemara said, if it's not a Pesach Lahotzi Ulahachnis, to have things go inside and go out, presumably the hole over here for the barrel is only to allow the wine to go out, not to come in. Nevertheless, the Ramah says, of course, the Psik Resha is going to be Asur. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Aleph explains that there seems to be a fundamental issue here between the Mechaber and the Ramah. And that is, the Mechaber is allowing a Psik Resha by this Isur de Rabbanan, while the Ramah prohibits. In fact, this machlokis is probably the biggest issue in all of Hilchos Shabbos. Anytime a malacha is going to be done, which is an Isur Derabbanan, but it is not the intention of the individual to do it, is that Asur Psik Reishe Midrabbanan or not? There are many, many tshuvas from the great Posek Hador of the Svardim, Chacham Avadio Yosef Shlita, who advances the psak of the Mechaber, who from his perspective, and it most definitely makes a lot of sense, holds that a psik reshe on a derabbanan is mutter. So let me just read to you just some of the many, many examples. This appears countless times in the Shas Uchivas Yabia Omer, Shas Uchivas Yechavadas, as well as in the Sefer Yalkut Yosef, that we could rely on the fact that it's only a derabbanan psik reisha mutter. Let me give you just headings. Chacham Vadi writes, Nishalti odot begadim mechomer sinteti. If you have synthetic clothing, asher be'esel v'yishtatam u'pshitatam ha'idei ashif shuv poim notzumem k'minitzotzas eish. When you rub the synthetic clothing together, there is sparks that come out. So Chama Avadya comes out. Lekula, one of the reasons, Psik Reisha and Derabbanan's Mutar, like the Psak and the Chaber. Just two tshuvas later, Shalos tshuvas Yabia Omer Chedekei, Arachayim Simichav Ches. Someone who has shoes, whose soles make an imprint on the ground, and clearly make a figure, a very clear figure on the ground. Is he allowed to walk in a place that's going to construct this shape? Chacham Avadya's conclusion. Mutter. One of the most powerful reasons he gives, he says, in our case, we're talking about a psik reshe on a derabanan. Also, he adds it's a psik reshe de lo nichale, which Chacham Avadya also holds is mutter, which we're going to see that not all poskim accept. Just going a few pages on, Shalos Tshuvos Yabia Omer, Chelek Hey, Simin Chof Tes. If a person is allowed to use toilet paper on Shabbos that has letters where clearly he's being memachik. Again, this is only, this is a memachik on a derabbanan, psik reish on a derabbanan, Chacham Avadya argues as mutter. Shalos Tshuvos Yabia Omer, Chelek Hey, Simin Lamed. Chacham Avadya goes on and on and on in many of these tshuvas to be matir if it's a psik reshe on a derabbana. There are many, 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 many cases. Many poskim have pointed out that the Mishnah Brura does not seem to be matir a psik reshe on a derabbana, and also not a psik reshe de lo nichale on a derabbana. Basically, this machlokis all revolves around, at first glance, whether you pass like the Mechaber and the Ramah. Hence, probably the greatest difference between Svaradim and Ashkenazim lahalacha today revolves around this question. What is the halacha going to be on a psik reshe derabbanan, as well as tangentially, we're expounding on this less, on a psik reshe de lo nichale. There's no doubt that Svaradim, as Talmidim of the great Chacham Avadya, most definitely can, and if I will, I'd say even should, follow the Psak of Chacham Avadya. I'd just like to share with you, Rav Nevensal, I might have mentioned in the past, is very strong about not being makel on Psik Reshes, both Psik Reshes and Nicholes, as well as Psik Reshe to Rabbanans. He holds very strongly, even though one of my rabbeim, who I've discussed in other instances, tried to argue that Reb Shlomo Zalman was of the opinion that psik reisha de lo nichle is mutter, at least by Isurei de Rabbanan. A psik reisha de lo nichle is going to be, there are cases that one could be matter. Rav Nevensal felt very strongly that that was not correct. I would like to also add that he's not convinced at all that the Mechaber holds this way either. It's interesting to note that the only instance that we have in Or Chaim Bepashtus of Psik Reisha Derabbanan being mutter is this instance of opening and closing the hole with the sword. There is an interesting Magid Mishnah where the Magid Mishnah suggests that even though normally a Psik Reisha on a Derabbanan is not mutter, nevertheless, the Magid Mishnah goes on to say that if you have, that seems to be a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah that emerges from our Gemara, which told us that making a hole is going to be Aser Midrabbanan. What happens if that's not the person's intention? That's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. I have mentioned in the past that Rav Nevensal is quite strong in being machmir both on psik reisha de rabbanans as well as psik reisha de lo nichale. In fact, Rav Nevensal has pointed out to me the error of, in his opinion, of those who think that psik reisha de lo nichale is mutter according to the Mishnah Brura, as well as he feels strongly that was not the position of Rav Shlomo Zalman or Bechzatzal. And when I suggested to him that it could be that the Mechaber, in this case, is only being matir, specifically the case of making a hole, he said, Tov Ma'od, to my explanation of the Mechaber, which would preempt the possibility that Svaradim could rely on this Mechaber in all instances of Psik Reshe. Rav Nevensal loves the Svara of the Magi Mishnah, who in Perek Yud Beis, if I'm not mistaken, points out that when it comes to the Malacha of Makeh Bepatish, of completing an article, there, if the individual did not have Kavana when they did that action to complete the article, Makeh Bepatish is an exception to the rule, and there, Psik Reshe is not enough to be Mechayev you. Because Makeh Bepatish is an entirely subjective malacha. The individual completes the object when he decides it's complete. All the other 38 malachos are not subjective. They have objective standards. Writing two letters, that's the shear if you write two letters, whether your intention was to do it or not. However, the Magen Mishnah argues, when it comes to Makeh Bepatish, there you won't be chayiv on Psik Reshe. I suggested to my Rebbe, and if you take a look at the Sharetzion, he seems to understand that the Gra holds this way as well, in the opinion of the Mechaber, that it could very well be that it's not a coincidence that the Mechaber gave the Heter Dafka on our Sugya on a Psik Reisha de Rabbanan. But all other cases, it could very well be that a Psik Reisha on the de Rabbanan would be Aser, even according to Mechaber. My Rebbe's reaction was Tov Ma'od, and later my Talmidim in the Grus Kolo pointed out to me that the Sharetzion, if I'm not mistaken, it's Sif Koton Yud Gimel, where the Sharetzion in Simin Shin Yud Dalet seems to explain the Gra, and the Gra is almost explicit in understanding Mechaber this way. If that would be so then it is even harder to rely on the Heter of a Psik Reshe on the Rabbanans, but there already have been the approach of Gedolei Torah, who assume that this is a Machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rambah. Those who follow the Gra would argue that even the Mechaber is only Matir in the case of Makeh Bepatish, but not on a Psik Reisha on all other Dirabbanans. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topics, or Halacha, not only one topic, but many, many topics. Anytime you have an Issa Dirabbanan that you're not intending to do, but the result is inevitable, is that automatically Usser or not?